You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Wanderlover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you've been enjoying the Wanderlover podcast, if you've been tuning in and finding inspiration and taking away value, it would mean so much to me if you could take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I continue to record these episodes for you every single week and take all of your comments and feedback to heart. Thank you guys so, so much. My loves, welcome back to the Wanderlover podcast. We have a super special guest on the show today. Serenity Leslie is a travel blogger, coach, and creator of It's Time to Manifest Your Vision. As 2024 is right around the corner, I'm so excited to dive into how you can set it up for success with our guest expert. Welcome to the show, Serenity.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you having me here and just for announcing me in such a beautiful way. That was amazing. Thank you.
Of course. And just so we can set the scene here, where in the world are you right now?
I am actually in Cusco, Peru right now. I've been in Peru for a couple of months. I absolutely love it here. Hiked Machu Picchu the middle of November, and now I'm just really soaking up the Spanish and going to the markets and just really soaking up the culture and loving the colors and everything here. It's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, that sounds so beautiful. And just so the audience has a bit of background, what brought you to Peru and how has your life kind of led you to this point in time?
Oh my gosh. How do I shorten that? So let's see. In 2017, I had actually gotten married. I went on a honeymoon, and I'll kind of make this brief. I went on a honeymoon to Hawaii and my life changed, absolutely changed. And I went on a family vacation to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I had never traveled before that. I thought I was going to be the girl with the white picket fence, the three-story house, the four kids, the husband, like the American dream, right? And after going on those travel trips, I realized that like that wasn't actually what I wanted, and that was very societal. And ever since then, I've been trying to squeeze in as many vacation travel trips as possible. And I had done a road trip down the coast with my sister, you know, right after she was finished weaning off my nephew. I've just been traveling ever since, and I'm so addicted to it. I've been to Costa Rica. I lived in Costa Rica for almost 3 months. I went to Tulum. I taught yoga at a hostel. I celebrated the Day of the Dead in Oaxaca, and I had such a love for travel. I love new experiences. I love trying new food. I love meeting new people. I love seeing the cultures, the celebrations. They're all so different. And it's so amazing. And I realized that like, I can't in the societal monotony of the same rotation every single day. I get really depressed. I also get seasonal depression. And so like, I just realized that like that lifestyle that I had wanted previously was, I think, an idea. And I realized that realistically it wasn't me. And so that's why I'm here in Cusco, Peru. That's why I love to travel. And I guess that's what brought me here.
That's incredibly powerful. I love hearing how you had the faith and determination in admitting to yourself that what you had wanted for so long was not right for you. Right. And I think that's a beautiful segue into what we will talk about today, manifesting your vision, because it does take that confidence in yourself,
right? So my question for you is, how did you first find the courage to admit to yourself, wait, I think I might want something different?
It took me many years. It took me so many years. I think I just realized that, you know, when I would come back home and when I was living that quote unquote, you know, societal dream and that American dream, I just realized that I was so unhappy. And every single time I would go and travel, I was so exuberant and I was smiling and I was dancing and laughing and my taste buds were bursting when I tried new flavors. Like, it was just so amazing. And it became too hard to deny every time I came back home. And so it slowly became something that was undeniable. Like, it was something that it was way too obvious to deny and it couldn't be pushed back anymore. And after a year of actually being in my marriage, we had just kind of gotten to the point of where we realized we wanted different things. Like, he wanted to live in a trailer, not move off of his family's property. And I wanted to, you know, I wanted to travel and he wouldn't go hiking. He wouldn't go camping. He didn't want any of that. So I was like, okay, well, I need to do what's making me happy and you want what makes you happy. And I think that we both deserve happiness and it's obviously no longer with each other. And so we moved on. And so that, I think, like, for me going through divorce, like, once you do that, a lot of other things become easier. I kind of just had to realize, like, my happiness was essential. And I was slowly, like, I had this psychologist, she actually made this analogy. She said, it's like going down like Titanic. She's like, you can either choose to slowly lose your happiness, or you can choose to kind of pull yourself out with a raft and like survive and like move on to better things. So she's like, what do you choose? And having that analogy, I really realized, like, you know, I actually do want my happiness. And like going down with the ship, like, what do I win? What do I get? Like, what's actually going to happen from going the opposite direction? And so, yeah, I started to have to really figure out what my happiness was. And moving into the vision board aspect and moving into like actually figuring out what that was, I needed to really get clarity. And so in order to have that clarity, I had to really sit with myself. I had to journal. I had to answer really difficult questions. I had to really reflect on where I was going. And two, like, it's essential for us to also do that vision, answer those vision questions and find that clarity every so often, because our paths change, right? They could change 6 months. They could change years. Like, it's something where we'll revisit it regularly, or at least I do. I revisit it every 6 months, right? Because we have new things that ended up happening, right? So like maybe a family member has a baby. We want to stay home occasionally for a couple months a year, right? We have a partner now. What does that look like together? Like, there are certain aspects of our lives that change. And for me, in that moment, I really had to sit down with myself. Okay, I'm moving out of a marriage, right? That was my life before. What do I want my life to look like now, right? Like, what do I want my morning to look like? What does my ideal job look like? How is that going to support where I want to go and where I want to be and the dream that I have in order to support that? How much money do I need to be making? Right. I mean, it could be as simple as like, what do I wear to really help with that vision? Right. Like, do I want to wear whites and brights and like be really earthy and bohemian? Do I want to have more of the red and blue flannel that I'm wearing right now, which is very classic Seattle? So as we get into that, is like, for me, I just really had to get clarity. Okay, I obviously see that this is not what I want. So what do I want?
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that analogy of, do you want to continue sinking or do you do something about it? Do you take action and pursue a different path? So for our listeners, if they are consciously making the choice, I want to pursue something different, I don't want to continue sinking, what would you say are the next few action items, maybe journal prompts that they can start thinking about right now?
Yeah, for sure. So actually in the Manifest Your Vision, I have an actionable workbook that has multiple different journal prompts in it. So they're able to answer all of those. So I don't want to give those all away just because they're like gold nuggets, but I will give a couple. I would say one is start to kind of make a list of what it is that you envision yourself doing on a day-to-day basis. Like, what does your day look like? That could be work, that could be breakfast, that could be lunch. Like, what are you eating? And I could get into extreme detail in this to really help that vision. Like, if we were to close our eyes right now, so if the reader were to close their eyes and you wake up, right, what time are you waking up? What time are you getting out of bed? Do you want to sleep in? Do you want a job in a lifestyle that like accommodates that? Or are you an early riser? You want to go get it. You want to go to the gym. Like, what does that look like for you? For me, I want to be able to sleep in. I don't want to set an alarm. I want to be able to hop into the shower. I want a really nice, hot, steaming shower. I want to be able to have a beautiful skincare routine and really massage my face and meditate at the same time. I want to be able to have a nice, luxurious breakfast that's fully vegan, organic, and satiating. I want the flavors to be bursting and popping. Like, once you get into envisioning your future, you can get these things down to a T. Am I right, Danielle?
Yes, I love that. And I think it's just so important to realize too, you don't have to be limited by your current reality, right? So even I can see some listeners, maybe if you go into this journal prompt, if you start journaling, you might catch yourself being like, I can't do that. How will I sustain myself? Or how can I wake up without an alarm when I have work? I think it's really important to think outside the box because you had the bravery to be like, you know what? This is what I want. It might not be my current reality, but I am calling it in. I am going to manifest this.
Yes, absolutely. And too, like, sometimes we don't understand that our reality is still set to the way that our previous life was. And so until we start to actually visualize something else, we're only going to see what we previously were in. Like, we're not going to be able to see the new. And so as we go into moving into manifesting and visioning that, we're not going to be able to see anything else.
Mm-hmm. And talking about manifestation, I know many people have heard about this. Many people want to call it in. Do you have more or less a definition of what manifestation is and how exactly it works?
Yeah, definitely. So there's actually a quote that I came up with on my own or to kind of simplify it, because most of the manifestation definitions that I've seen have been like paragraphs and paragraphs long. And to be honest, like, I can never remember that. I'm going to be honest, like, I'm not going to remember that. So I simplified it to kind of communicate it easier to myself as well as to others. So manifesting, it is thinking it, seeing it, saying it, and achieving it. As simple as that. So when you're thinking it, like, you're thinking, you are transforming your mind into thinking of a new reality. So kind of like we're talking about envisionment, what happens when we're envisioning? First, we have to think of it, right? I have to think of what's going to make me happy. I have to think of, you know, like, obviously we still have to work. We're a part of a big beehive. We're all little bees making it all work together. So what kind of thinking aspect do I want? And then it moves into envisioning it and seeing it, because you have to first think it. Otherwise, you won't be able to see it, right? Yeah. So each and every single step is important. So think it, see it, say it, believe it, achieve it.
And it all starts with thinking, like, your thoughts shape your reality.
Definitely. And then it moves into vision, because we can think it all day long, but if we're not actually seeing it, how are we going to actually know what we're looking for? Mm-hmm. And then to move into saying it, like, we have to start saying it out loud, right? Like, so moving into and affirmations and manifestations are a little bit different. Like, affirmations are a little bit more like emotional, soft, floofy, and like supportive, right? So like, I will achieve. And then manifestation is, I am achieving. Like, mm-hmm. There's no question about it. It's not I am going to, or I will be. It is, I already am.
Yeah.
In that it's thinking, seeing, saying, like, I am an author. I am a blogger. I am a speaker, right? I'm not yet a public speaker. I will be, but I'm manifesting it. So I am a speaker now on my email signature. It's now, you know, on my blog. I'm manifesting it. It's going to come because I'm thinking it, seeing it, saying it, and I'm achieving it.
Yeah. And by saying it, it brings it into your present reality instead of just a distant one day in the future, right? I'm going to maybe change something about myself to get me there, embodying who you want to be in the present until it's inevitable.
Exactly. Exactly. And too, like, the more we say it could happen, or I will be, or I might be, the more our brains are like, well, that doesn't necessarily have to mean right now. I can push it off a little bit longer. I can push it off a little bit longer. And then you allow fear to really, or we allow fear, excuse me, to really kind of like step into that gap and continuously push into that. And so when we remove that, we also remove the fear and we step into it. And it's like, no worries. I got this.
And do you cover all of this in your class and workbook?
I cover a lot of it. Yes, definitely. Like I actually, there's a section in the class where I specifically talk about, you know, different ways of previous thought patterns and kind of transforming it into new thought patterns of actually supporting our manifestations, supporting our beliefs, right? So like moving away from the, you know, like we're talking about, I could do it one day and moving into the, I'm doing it now. Right. Mm-hmm. So there is a section in the class and a little bit in the workbook as well that goes into that and like transforming that way of thinking. Yeah. And then I also do in the workbook, and I talk a little bit about it in the class, but it's also mainly in the workbook, is I have a whole section dedicated to manifestations, a whole section dedicated to affirmations. And then I also have topic words as well. And I go into describing what they are and I give some examples so people don't feel so lost, because I know getting right into it from the beginning, it can be kind of like, okay, well, what's the difference? How do I know like what, which one is which? How do I go about this? So I wanted to make sure that everybody had the resources as much as possible for success.
Yeah, it's so helpful, especially as we are calling in 2024 and all the changes to come. So this is a perfect time of year to really reflect on this past year, but then also call in what you want, what changes you want to make, and who you want to become. I love seeing this play out in your own life as well, just hearing about your story since 2017, first thinking and then envisioning and then saying it and then doing it.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
So Serenity is a member of the Business Academy. She is a successful blogger, and you have made travel your reality. And I know other members, they look at your business and they're like, oh my gosh, how is she doing this? Like, how is she living the life I want to live? And it's humbling in a sense, because you didn't start off here, right? You started off just like anyone else as a beginner a few years ago and doing the first step of thinking of an alternate reality for yourself, even though it wasn't in front of you, you were thinking different thoughts, and now it is.
Yeah. So it's actually funny, like when you say how humbling it is, and when you say that people, you know, are like, how is she doing this? How is it so big? And I gotta say, it's a lot of hours. It's a lot of dedication. It's dedication to the life that I desire. It's dedication to the person I am becoming. It's dedication to that person I was envisioning. Like I always had visions of myself speaking on stage, and I could even get emotional about it. I've always had visions of myself, and like, I'm somebody that's also spiritual. So like, for me, visions mean something. Visions mean like I'm on the right path. Like I've had visions of me doing book signings. I've had visions of me speaking, you know, at schools. I've had visions of me just like speaking on stage. I've had visions of me having so many books, and I've also had other beautiful visions, like personal life visions. Like I have a nephew who's 5, like I have visions of taking him backpacking. And so having a business that allows for me to have a personal life as well is also essential for me, because I have that family that's really important to me. There's so much that comes from that. And two, I also want to share, like I was just like everybody else. I'm actually going to share, I was a hairdresser for 8 years. I was a hairdresser for 8 years. I loved people. I loved people, but I thought the work was so exhausting. And I came to a realization that my money was capped and that I couldn't make any more money in that. And so I realized, like, if I wanted to do more, if I wanted to achieve more, not even if, excuse me, I'm achieving more, I'm going to do more. So I need to make more, right? Because it takes money to run a company. It takes more money to achieve traveling the world. Like it costs money. It's realistic, right? It was like a flight can be anywhere from $500 to $1,000. Like it's just what it is. So I needed to change my life. Yeah. And I realized that, you know, I had the opportunity of working in a hair salon where I did have the flexibility with one of the owners. He was like, yeah, you can be gone for, you know, maybe a month or so, but we still need you to work here for like 6 months. So it was like, okay, it was more than, you know, the average person having 2 weeks, like it'd be 3 months to 6 months of work and a month of travel, which was still really nice. And I felt very grateful. But for me, I get I get really bored sitting in one place for 3 months. So I realized I needed a different life. And I don't know, I just reached my maximum. It wasn't what I wanted to do anymore. There's a lot of really harsh chemicals. And what did I want to do? I realized I loved writing. I was the super organized girl that always had tons and tons of lists in my Google Docs. And I realized, looking at people's blog articles, hey, I could do that. I'm already super organized. I love making lists for myself anyway, like packing lists and, you know, best places to go here, because people were always asking me like, hey, you just went to, you know, you went on a road trip to California and Oregon. What did you do? And tell me everything. And where should I go? And it's like, okay, but having that same conversation over and over again with so many people became a little too much. It became overwhelming. So it was like, here's this blog post, here's this, you know, podcast or something like that. And you just send it over to somebody and then it's easier. And it's like, here, you have all the information, you have everything. I wrote it up once. I don't have to say it all over again. So things just slowly became to come into place for me.
Yeah. And it's okay to want more, right? You know, you had more flexibility than the average individual, you know, like your life wasn't where you wanted it to be, but it wasn't bad. But that desire of wanting more freedom and honoring that, taking that leap, starting the business, reaching out to individuals who you wouldn't have connected with before, it's built your business to a point where you're attracting your soul community. You are creating a brand that is just incredibly aligned. You don't have to say yes to everything that comes your way because you have the freedom in designing your offers, in designing your business. So it's turning out better than you could have imagined.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't imagine myself being in it this long. Like, I knew I wanted it and I knew I wanted it with all my heart and soul, but I was so focused on the present moment of making it like just amazing and putting my heart and soul into it that I didn't really foresee, like, you know, lasting for so long. And now it's like, I can't imagine myself doing anything else. Like, I'll share something personal too. Like, last year I ended up hitting burnout and I really sat and I really reflected and I was in so much pain and, you know, having headaches from the lights and everything like that. But I had realized that there was nothing else I could imagine myself doing. Like, I had thought about it. I was like, I could work this job. I could do this instead. Like this, I could do this. I just realized I hit burnout because I wasn't taking care of myself because I was so passionate. Yeah. I was so in love with everything that I was doing. And I was pouring so much of my heart and soul into it. I was pouring a little too much heart and soul into it. And so I needed to just kind of sit back and be like, wow, you know, I should do more yoga, get better about my vitamins, like take more naps. Like, and I was kind of moving into the like pushing too far into it because I loved it so much. And I would cry because I'm like, I love it so much. I didn't know you could hit burnout when you love something. Mm-hmm. Because previously when people talk about burnout, it's like, oh, I hate this so much. It's so stressful. That's why I'm hitting burnout. And I ran into the complete opposite problem. And I've never heard of somebody talking about burnout, but they actually liked what they were doing.
Yeah. Burnout from staying up until 5 a.m. trying to work on your business or fix your website, right? That's choosing your heart, choosing the challenges in this new direction. I'm currently in New York right now. And every time I come back here, this is where I worked in finance. This is where I started my journey. And it's just so humbling seeing how much your life changes without you even planning for it. So with the exercise of manifesting your vision, you decide your path, but it ends up growing to bigger than you could have ever imagined. You hit burnouts in ways you can't foresee because you don't know what it feels like, right? So all of these new experiences, all the good and bad, it's incredibly aligned because no path is perfect. But when you do find the path you are meant to be on, it's all learning lessons and you wouldn't essentially trade it for anything else.
Absolutely. And too, like the other aspect that I want to mention too is like, for me, anytime that there was a difficult moment in my life or a difficult time of when I started to feel like I was, say, losing that vision, or when I was starting to feel like that vision wasn't as clear, all I would do was I would simply revisit the workbook. I would simply revisit the class and I would restart and recreate my vision board to re-spark that. So yeah. I did it right when I was coming back from burnout. And I was like, you know what? What do I want? Now that I have that clear clarity of like, okay, this is too much in this area, I need to add a little bit more of my personal life. Mm-hmm. What is that going to look like for me? Or even when there was the economic crash, you know, when there was the pandemic, everything like that, I would pick myself back up and I'd say like, this is only temporary. This is only temporary. And we remind ourselves of that. Like, we can always come back up again. And what do I want that to look like? What do I want my coming back up to look like? What do I want my recovery from burnout to look like? What do I want it to look like, you know, with all of this and coming back from all of it? Mm-hmm. And so I ended up creating my vision board, and I put my ebook on there, and I put my class on there, and I have prints on there. I'm going to start doing photography prints. Like, I have, you know, a camera pointed at me speaking so I can be on camera more. I have, an image of like me being on a television show or a podcast. Like, these are things that were on my vision board, and they're already coming true because I can look at, so in the vision board class, I show people how to have it as a desktop wallpaper. And so I literally log on to my laptop and I look at my vision board every single time I come on. And so it's difficult to not see it. It's difficult mm-hmm. to not see myself in it, because I literally look at it every single workday. And it's just like, well, I know exactly where I'm headed. Well, how do I make that happen? Perfect. Yeah. I'm making it happen.
Yeah, programming your subconscious. And I think the most important takeaway is this is a tool that you can reuse year after year or month after month. It's not necessary to say you have to decide everything that's happening in your life in the next month. That's not how it works. It's mm-hmm. having the tools to program your subconscious and call in everything you desire. Maybe in a year's time, it changes and that's okay, but you have the power to shift into what is most aligned for you, what is best for you, and having that power to change what isn't working and then also call in what's working. That's truly how you design a better and better life year after year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also talk about in the class, as well as the ebook, different ways to actually upgrade the vision board over and over again. So I actually have different templates. I think I have 3 to 4 different templates that are in there. And then I move into descriptors as far as like how to make it more advanced. So it's not like, it's like, okay, cool, I created my vision board, I won't do this again. It's like, no, let's do this every 6 months. Let's refresh, like things are changing. And then here's also some different ways that you can advance it. Here's different manifestations, here's different affirmations, here's different word focuses. So there are a lot of really key components in there to where people continuously can keep building. It's not something that's like exactly one and done. And it is building people's power. It is people stepping into things. Like I do kind of talk about in the class, like if you're intimidated or like if you're really, you know, new to this, it's okay to start with this more beginner based vision board. And then over time, as you grow, here's what this could look like. And I show the unveiling, and I actually brought in the templates from when I started very first making my vision board, and then kind of moved into the growth of it, right? There's more affirmations, there's more manifestations, there's more photos, there's more focus, like there's more to be able to grow into. And because in the beginning, some people can be a little intimidated, like, well, I only want to set the goals that I can achieve. But over time, as you kind of grow into it, it's like, I don't have to achieve everything, but this is what I desire. And there's also knowing that it's okay to like repeat an image or two, like for the next vision board. Like, it's not like we have to put that intense pressure on ourselves, like, I have to achieve everything. It's like, no, this is what I desire to achieve, and what I will achieve, I would like to do this in the next 6 months if possible. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like having that grace within ourselves. And that's been a very important learning lesson over the last couple of years, is grace. That one's amazing.
Very important and very necessary for growth. I love the part about deciding the what and trusting that the how will reveal itself. I think that is the biggest lesson I've learned with manifestation and vision boarding. It's really trusting the universe in providing the resources, the connections, the people, and keeping an eye out, right? Because you know what the what is, and the how will reveal itself in time.
Yes, definitely. And two, another important aspect of like the envisionment and saying it is, you know, before we actually move into envisioning it and we're thinking of it and we're transforming that thought pattern before, like, remember how I was saying we were only going to be able to see that, we were only going to be able to think of it and like believe it. But as we're transforming, once we are kind of keeping a lookout for it, like you're saying, then we can start to feel that it's going to feel right. Because before, when we were on our different path, it would feel wrong because we weren't looking that direction. There's this really beautiful analogy that I'll sometimes actually make with my own coaching clients as well, as I'll say, like, because I love Scooby-Doo. So I'll say this little Scooby-Doo flashlight. I'll get it. I'll make sense of it. Or even just like anybody that I'm talking to, when I make an analogy, is I'll say, like, we have one flashlight, right? So we have the energy to be able to direct it which way we would like. So when we direct it a specific path. So say if I'm directing it the path of being a hairdresser, that's what I'm going to see. That's what I'm going to manifest. Mm-hmm. If I'm directing it the path of being a speaker, author, class creator, blogger, entrepreneur, traveler, that is the direction in which I can shine my Scooby-Doo flashlight. That's where my energy is going to go. That's where my thinking, that's where my vision, that's where my belief, that's where my manifestation, that's where things are going to start to feel good. Yeah. Right? Because putting that energy that direction. And that's the same with manifestation. So when we are manifesting things that are not right for us, it won't feel good. It won't feel like the path that's aligned for us. So moving into that clarity aspect and moving into that manifestation on that right path, it will feel a lot better.
I love that analogy. That's so cute.
You know, that's my quirk, I guess.
I love it. So I will include your class and workbook link in the episode description. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Serenity. This was such a powerful episode, especially, you know, given this time of year, such a great time to call in changes and massive, massive life wins.
Yeah. New year, new you. Like, call it in, manifest it. I know I am. Let's all do it.
I feel the energy.
I got goosebumps a little bit.
If you guys have any questions about this, I'm sure you can reach Serenity via DM, via email. It will all be in the episode description. Thank you so, so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure. And I really love how organic everything flowed and how we just kind of meshed really well in this. And I appreciate you having me on here. Thank you.
Sending you so much love. See you guys next week.